I need to have the game explained to me.
I'll explain the game.
Hey, guys.
Yeah? Hold on 1 second. Allison 97.3, thank you for listening and choosing us this morning. Kevin Smith sitting in this morning and the rest of the week. Jake Johansson doing us the honor of bringing his person here to hang out with us this morning.
How many times you been on Letterman, sir?
30 times.
30 times on Letterman?
30 times.
That's got to be a record.
A lot of talking. I don't think it is a record.
No, carry
be up there. I'd say it's been in the top, let's say your top 20 of returners.
Could be. That's possible.
For stand-up, not just for like, you know, like Renee Zellweger, I'm sure, has been on a couple thousand times to pimp her various projects.
No, Jake Moore.
She's for stand-up. Who?
Jake Moore. World record.
I might be on. I might have been
you
on
might
more
beat
than
Zellweger?
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Yeah. She probably goes on once a movie.
But not more than Cybill Shepherd.
We all dream of beating Cybill Shepherd.
With a...
lead
stick.
Pipe. Yeah. Oh, and then shooting it through a filter.
Last picture show, though.
Yeah. From
you need
way
that. Cybill Shepherd holds the record?
No, we were making that up. What do you want?
I can't even tell that.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Cybill Shepherd's like, why me?
Leave me alone.
What
it
did
was
I do?
A hat full of older actresses, and your name was chosen. Congratulations.
Older-ish.
Yes, older-ish. Not old.
What game are we playing now, guys?
Hold on.
First Maggie human Smith. Who has to blob something. Go That's ahead.
We have a winner for the Duran Duran, so everyone stop calling.
Oh, congratulations, whoever was calling on. Who was it?
It was Scott.
It was Simon LeBon himself.
San Mateo.
Well, Scott is
Scotty.
Now he's in the pool of people who may be going up to...
Congratulations, you're qualified to...
Meet the band.
And
go to
That's
Toronto.
What they wanted
it's
to do, is meet Duran Duran.
I hope to God they poured a lot of chlorine in that pool. Because let me tell you something. You don't want to get in a pool with Duran Duran.
Check it around.
Randy Rhodes been around. He's one of the guys, right?
No, he's not.
What's his name?
Simon LeBon.
Simon LeBon. Nick Rhodes.
Nick Rhodes.
Nick Rhodes.
Nick Rhodes has been around.
John Taylor, Roger Taylor, Andy
I spent
Taylor.
Time on a yacht in Canton. May I name drop and show you my glamorous life? Thank you. Back in 90... This is the Titanic music?
Yeah.
Am I on the back of a boat whipping jewelry off?
But you said, just said you were on a boat. And you.
I was on a boat, actually, yes. This boat didn't go down. And it was 94 at the Cannes Film Festival when we were there with Clerks.
They mean Con.
Cannes, we call it.
Oh, I see.
Properly. those of us who've been there. I was on the Miramax yacht, me and my friend, producer Scott Mosier, and then we hung out with Simon LeBon all night long. And we just sat there like...
Was he a lot of fun?
He seemed really unfun to me when
guy.
He was here. Really?
No, he was
but you
a
know
real
what?
Sweet
not chicks.
Guy.
You're not chicks?
I'm not a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tall?
I've looked and I'm not. Not tall, if
Big
I
hands.
Remember. Why would that matter?
I don't know. It just seemed like a question that I wanted to ask.
He has a very
ask.
Pretty wife. You know, he's married to a model. Yasmin LeBon.
Everybody's married to a
he
model
He married a woman
now.
Who has the same last name as him. Are either that or she changed it.
She probably changed it.
Is your wife a model?
My wife is not a model.
She could be, though.
She's I saw a picture of her.
Actress.
Did you take the picture of her?
I took that picture. She took the other pictures.
Didn't occur to you to ask her to take her blouse off, though?
No, I got some of those.
You got those.
I didn't bring them with me. It's just a one-night trip.
I make mine public,
so.
Apparently.
Hey, you want to see Kevin's wife? She's right here.
I do want to
see I want to see her,
wife.
Too. I don't leave those pictures up, because I haven't gotten to see her yet. Jennifer, I'm going to look at you.
But I hung out with LeBon, and he was a good guy, and he was singing to us. He sang to me Emoj, and he sang Save a Prayer. I mean, you know, it was...
Was he drunk?
No, he wasn't drunk. It
he
was
just
like late in the evening. It's one of those nights where it's like 3 in the morning and you're hanging out
but
on
he
a
sang
yacht
songs.
Can and
wow.
Simon LeBon just starts singing.
Did you do a Q&A?
I didn't do a Q&A, but we quizzed him a little bit, but I wouldn't call it a Q&A.
Okay.
Because most of his responses were unintelligible, being that they were British.
Did you get any good rock star trash the
no,
hotel room?
No, he's been so like married for so long at that point. This was 94 and he'd been married for a few years already, so he was not like.
And he wasn't
and
on the
lady,
prowl.
His lady was there too, so I don't think he wanted to be like one time we had all these chicks, you know.
That was a good accent.
You like that? Yeah.
I like to consider myself the rich little of the 21st century. You better lay off that thing, sir. I'm not coming back tomorrow.
Sir.
You guys be
See, sir.
Left
Did you have fun
lurch.
Today? Was it fun?
I had a good time.
Okay, good.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I had a really good time.
Did you have a good time or a great time?
I had a great time.
How about Jake?
What about you?
I had a super time.
Really?
Super?
Super.
Awesome. Right on.
Full on super.
Right on.
Okay, daily game. Jake, you're playing. Here is the game.
Okay.
I like this game.
This is screen name at ViewAskew or not.
ViewAskew.com
These
is my
people,
website. There's a message board at my website. Very densely populated, well-trafficked, and people hang out. And kind of like in the old world of CB back
they
in the 70s,
handles.
Everyone has handles. Net names, if you will.
So are these actual handles
This game
from
is
ViewAskew?
Predicated on you figuring out whether or not the name that you will be handed is a real net handle at vioskew.com or a fake one. Now, we should point out for the people you don't have a computer to reference.
And these are net handles that only apply. This isn't the person's full-time web address or something.
No,
this
it's just like what their name is on your website. On the
I got to get a chat.
Yeah, their username. You need one.
On my web.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need an army, sir. It takes a village.
No, I know. I need a whole crew of maniacs.
Plug it.
Yeah, jakethis.com.
Jake
crash
this.
The server.
Jake
get out
this?
There.
Crash the server.
Nice.
This dude begging for
okay,
crash
Jake,
the server.
Who
yeah, three
do you
people
wanna
log on and I'm out.
You have to choose who you're going to play with. Here are the people who have signed up to play. And by the way, each of these people have been holding at least half an hour, if not more.
Okay, I'd like to have some personal time with each of them.
Bobby Digital.
Bobby Digital.
Gregory. Henry Hudson. Or that's Jake Johansson's secret love like slave.
Henry Hudson was my alma mater. The high school I went to was called Henry Hudson
Regional. Is that so?
So I think that's a made-up name.
That's some creepy stalker
person out
there.
People make the names up to
get that. Well, that's Jake Johansson's love slave.
Jake Johansson's secret love slave, Henry Hudson, Gregory, or Bobby Digital. Who would you like to play with?
You know what? I understand exactly what Jake Johansson's secret love slave is doing, and I just want to say it worked. So I'm going to pick that person.
You pick the shout-out guy?
You know, when I'm on, Kevin, people come up and they like me.
We reward bad behavior.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm all about.
Slave. Okay, you must now retire to the Cone of Silence. You will be escorted there by Matt.
Oh, this is a trick to get me off the show.
I will say this is the most involved game we've played all day.
This is very involved.
That's saying a lot because this is game 98.
Okay.
Shut up.
Was there games before I got here?
Sir, you have no idea how many games. I walked in before I got a word out of my mic. They're like, hey, we're going to play the fart game.
Sorry, I missed the fart game.
It's all about games. We're not getting to anything else. I just keep trying to get to these games.
The fart game is a good game because you can have a real one and a fake one. You got to guess which one is
which. Jake Johansson's secret love slave. Get out of here. Go. Cone of silence.
What we do is we have another guest tomorrow. Maybe we bring Jake back, right? And the game is both of us go into separate bathrooms. We try to blow up the tissue, the toilet paper roll by peeing on it.
And whoever gets bigger?
Whoever's gets bigger. Who's got the radio stream?
That's a fine game. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Really? That's close
peeing,
to dumping?
Yeah, you can't.
Really? You can't talk about...
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. Can I just ask a question? Does Jake Johansson know where he does? Okay. He's in the cone of silence. I see him down there in
Jake
the cone of silence.
The cone of silence is the elevator out of the building.
That's right. Okay. So here's how it works. Jake, just tell me yes or no. Is this a screen name from viewaskew.com, Kevin's website, okay?
Okay.
And... I'll time you in case there's a tie.
Okay.
Quiet Robert.
Yes.
Silent J-Rod.
Yes.
Bobby Brisket.
No.
The Eunuch.
No.
Brody's Balls.
No.
Clerkerous Button.
Yes.
Yummy Muse.
Yummy Muse?
Yummy Muse.
No.
Jesus.
No.
Kevin Smith's... Yes, you do. Kevin Smith's Hole.
Yes.
Kevin is a radio god now.
Yes.
No. 45 seconds. She got three right.
I suck so bad.
Yeah, well, don't say it out loud. Just talk.
Okay, I will.
Can we extract Jake now from the cone of silence?
Yeah, Jake is now returning from the cone of silence. Good call,
Kevin
Smith.
Will these be names tomorrow now?
I would bet. I would bet. The ones that, yes, I would bet.
All right, Jake Johansson, just tell me yes or no.
I was worried about you, sir. How was the cone of silence?
Well, it was lonely. I didn't cry. I promised myself I wouldn't cry, and so I was okay.
At what point did you start thinking, like, maybe I should just eat my foot to stay alive?
Well, fear takes over, and you just go on instinct for most of the time in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, very few people make it back from the cone of silence. Jake Johansson's
here he is.
It's dark there. Very dark.
Work the music.
I can't.
All right, here we go.
There's a jackknife big rig.
Jake, just tell me yes or no. Is this a screen name from Viewaskew?
Yes.
Quiet Robert. Yes or no?
I can't give you hints, sir.
It's simple.
Well, okay.
If I go like this.
Silent J-Rod.
Yes.
Bobby Brisket.
Yes.
The Eunuch.
Yes.
Brody's Balls.
Yes.
Clerkerous Button.
Yes.
Yummy Muse.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Kevin Smith's Hole.
Yes.
Kevin is a radio god now.
Yes.
How many did you get?
Four.
I just said yes to all of them.
Jake's secret love slave, you have lost.
What?
Four to three. She got three.
You beat your love
slave, You beat your love slave.
That's all I did was say yes the whole time.
I know. Well, maybe we all learned something.
I think so. Jake, I love you so much.
Just hang up.
You
lost. Hang up in shame.
I love you, too.
All right.
I'll see you at COPS in September. Yeah. And on my chat board when I get one.
Did you say you're going to see her on your Cobb in September? What was that?
On my Cobb.
Cobb's.
At Cobb's Comedy Club in September.
Let's clarify.
It's a good place.
Right.
They've got a lot of good shows between now and then, too.
But, you know.
Where? What I'm doing.
Free plugs.
Yeah, why not? Right.
Where?
Cobb's.
No, but where? In between now and then.
Where between now and then?
Yeah.
Where will I be?
No, he was saying
you can
see.
You can, if you would like to stalk me, you can go to my website, jakethis.com, where my busy road schedule is available.
It'll be up on our site today.
At the click of a click. Oh, I'll be cross-linked.
Where are you this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I had this week off, you know. I was hoping I could come up and
Well, you didn't call back in
show,
time.
But I guess Kevin needed the work.
Kevin
I gotta recirculate, sir. After Jersey Girl, I need to pump
it a little
bit.
Back out there.
I need to get in touch with the people.
I'm stealing that sir thing.
You liking it?
You know what he even likes
I like
us?
It because it's respectful, but then it's also disrespectful.
Firm.
It's like it's got a double edge.
It's a pejorative. To me, it's always like, well, sir.
Oh, it's a pimp slap.
It's completely. It's all respect.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Keeping it on Front Street. That's what it's
keeping
about.
Keeping it on.
Can I tell you a secret about Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Let's call him Mr. Smith.
Kevin.
Sir.
Kevin actually stole sir from somebody else.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Who did you steal that from?
I want to say it.
Go ahead.
From Jason Mewes.
Jason Mewes.
Oh, does he say sir all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
He adopted it at one point, or adopted it, about a year ago. And it just suddenly it started seeping its way. So
don't
when
blame
I started
yourself.
Speaking to him, I started saying, yes, sir. No, right.
He adopted it and you adapted it for radio.
I did.
Like, it's like Paris and Nicole. Nicole started, it's hot. Now Paris
is hot. Well, you did that. You hang around with people enough, you all start to speak the same language. There's no question about that.
I can't. We almost made it through a whole show without somebody referencing Paris effing Hilton.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen.
Thanks, buddy.
We made it over 4.5 hours without it.
Anything for you, sir.
You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to dig up all the Paris Hilton stories I can find.
And there are at least 20. There are as many Paris Hilton stories in the newspaper every day as there are games played on the show every
day. There are as many as there are stories about Iraq.
You know what? We missed my topic, which came straight off Katie Couric this morning, right before I left the hotel. Soccer moms on meth.
Nice.
That's going on now.
Wow.
It's the name of my next feature, by the way.
I'm gonna have
From
to
Jersey
check
Girl
it.
To Soccer Moms on Meth.
Soundtrack by Black Market.
Hey, Kev.
Just don't put Ben in it.
Hey, Kev.
He's in it, sir.
Kev.
With authority, I came back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to affirm or deny the fact that you're going to do the TV show for Star Wars?
I believe that it would be confirm.
Confirm. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
You won't?
No. It's too early.
Will you make a kind of a silly cartoon noise, though?
Whoop. All right, Jake Johansson, thank you so much. See you in September, if not before.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On your beautiful baby, who's like a year old now, and your beautiful wife. And
thank you.
And Kevin, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have
I'll
a great day.
Tomorrow.
I can't wait to meet your wife and your daughter. And
you'll never meet them.
Well, I'm hoping you
They're
know I can stalk
of
you.
My imagination. Really.
I know where you're staying.
I'm
going
tomorrow.
Yeah, no, you should call in for a game. Please do.
Please
definitely do.
You'll
make
see.
Sure.
Just make sure you get up early. Listen online if you're in Los Angeles, and you'll see how many games we have to play.
It's a
like
lot.
Kindergarten in here. They're like, and now we're gonna play the sit-down game.
Oh, shut up! I think you're so smart. This morning, Ray. This is what it's about.
Games.
Sure, blah blah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Look, Lord knows I love
you. You even won one of the games. You won two of the games.
I did. We're playing Trivial Pursuit tomorrow, aren't we?
We are. I'm gonna go get it today.
That's a game I can get behind. We're gonna play Trivial Pursuit, and we're gonna bring in.
Every time you piss me off, I'll pull a card out,
totally.
And vice versa. You know, if you're sick of listening to me,
but you never make me mad, Sarah. You only make me happy inside.
Yeah. Look, talk to me on Friday. You've been looking at me for 3 days.
You think so?
Yeah.
Think
oh, yeah.
I'll lose
no,
it by
we'll
that
do.
Point?
Yeah, we'll definitely drive each other crazy.
Really?
It's going to be awesome.
But it works for you and no
that's,
game.
Well, that's you know, you've got to have. If we agree on everything, that's going to suck.
Right.
We've got to have a little tension.
Yeah. That's
I
true.
Find.
I'm going to listen on the internet for the fight.
On the illegal feed that we're not supposed to promote.
Do you have an illegal feed?
Yeah, that's all we have. We don't have a real.
If we just had a flat out throwdown. Like where you were listening, going, "Oh, that's cute," and then it started to dawn, and you're like, "Oh my God,
he's really hurting her.
I should get up there quick."
She's choking to death.
Hey guys,
or you're gonna have a physical fight?
No, just a verbal.
Just a verbal fight.
Verbal sparring. I would lose that. I'm sure of it. You'd pull out all these obscure references, and I'd be like, "Huh?
Well, you can't say really
mean things.
I dig
into your past
things.
At higher PI to dig up
there's
some
nothing.
Dirt
to, I, nothing I haven't admitted on the show before. Total really? Coke whore for like three years.
And really? I can bust that? I'm like, she well, I was the one doing Coke for 3 years straight.
She made out with Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
When?
86. Fully married.
For the full year?
No.
You were married?
No.
He was married.
No, he was married.
He was married?
I was even like, I was like, you know, you're married.
Really? And you rubbed it like
oh,
that?
Oh, no. Well, you know, he was all
he was doing your front area?
He was.
Wow.
He
for those
see
who
him,
can't
I
see at home, the Theater of the Mind up. Thing, she brushed her...
I have just really small ones and he...
Chest. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why did he want
he
to...
Was
because
into
he's a
me,
heterosexual.
Baby.
I mean, I understand
I was,
why,
I was
but he
19
was married.
At the time. I know, I even said that. I was hot when
sometimes.
I was 19.
Is that right?
Yes.
20 years ago.
The way I understand it from my wife, you get married, you stop thinking about sex, period.
That's the law.
Technically, you're not allowed
to. When you're Eddie Van Halen, a rock star, I guess you get bored.
Hey, Kev, I want to hear more about this. Yes.
Who's the most famous person you made out with?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No,
she's talking about making out with Eddie Van Halen.
I know. It was 20 years ago.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about it.
That was it. That was the whole story.
Did it go any further?
No. Although it could have. I said no. I was like, no.
She walked out on it.
Well, I wasn't there to be a groupie. I was there because I had a real music career, and I was like, oh, my God, I get to meet Eddie Van Halen. And he's like, glug, 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 glug.
He drunkenly made out.
Oh, totally.
Even
drunkenly.
Worse,
you were there to advance your music career.
I was,
and you wound up making out with him.
I know.
And you
I
was surprised? Like, I guess I'm what was wrong. The music career that you were there?
I don't know. I was in some cover band. I thought we were hot. So.
You were in a cover band?
Oh yeah,
tomorrow,
for a long time.
Tomorrow.
Oh yeah, you can
I'll
explore this whole thing.
Tomorrow.
Oh
were you Pinky
no.
Tuscadero?
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tell them the name of your band.
Tomorrow.
Which band? The cover
Black
band.
Black Market Placenta.
The cover band was Geneva.
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 That sounds remotely dirty. It's got the same amount of syllables as, you know, that clinical word for
placenta?
One thing.
Sarah, sing them the song you wrote about Challenger.
Denim and
oh, no. They're going to save that for
Challenger?
Tomorrow. Well,
wow.
Well, Jake will be here.
You finger on the pulse.
Just sing a little bit of it for him.
There is really only a little bit of it.
This is huge.
I'll do it tomorrow.
This is what Sarah sang when she wrote
Listen,
a song.
I was very moved, obviously. You know, right. The freaking Challenger had just blown up. I had my first Casio keyboard.
Right.
Did astronaut
Challenger, whoa, Challenger. And it went on from there.
You didn't write it. You just said the name three times.
It gets rolling, though.
It did. There were actually words. I just don't remember them anymore. And I never recorded it, so... Had enough?
That's that doesn't count as a cover band, I don't think.
No, that was not something we performed in the cover band.
I like
what's this?
This tomorrow. Is a good way to go out.
See you tomorrow!
Wait. I don't really have anything, I'm just kidding. Maybe I do. I can't.